Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. Today on the program, we tell you about a special kind of restaurant where Americans love to get their food. We also have a story about an important tool in the fight against disease, a high-technology toilet. First, however, Christopher Cruz has this VOA story about a new undersea cable that will connect the U.S. and Japan.
Work will begin immediately on a new fiber optic cable between the United States and Japan. The $300 million project, called FASTER, is to be finished before the middle of 2016. The cable will run 9,000 kilometers. It will be the longest data cable in the world. Five Asian technology companies, including China Mobile International and the Japanese NEC Corporation, have agreed to invest in the project. The internet search services company Google says it will also support the new project. There are already several hundred underwater cables that connect cities in the United States to Asia. But the new cable will permit information to travel much faster. The new cable will connect the Californian cities of Los Angeles and San Francisco, as well as Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, to two places in Japan, Chikura and Shima. It will then connect with other cables already in the two countries. The companies say cable data flow will begin with a speed of 60 terabits per second. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to VOA Learning English. Our next story is about a toilet that can save lives. Jonathan Evans reports.
War or natural disasters often destroy or cause major damage to sanitary systems. The destruction of waste treatment systems can increase the risk of disease and even death among disaster survivors. Some people dig holes in the ground that serve as individual toilets. However, microorganisms from human waste can reach water supplies and cause cholera or other diseases. A United Nations team is now developing a toilet for disaster areas. The waste removal system is designed to protect public health and prevent water pollution. The experimental project is called ESOS, for the Emergency Sanitation Operation System. The system is lightweight and operates on sunlight power. Scientists are working on the toilet at the UN's Institute for Water Education in the Netherlands. Damir Brejanovic is heading the project. He says his team hopes to bring disaster assistance into the 21st century. The ESOS system has several smart features, such as a self-contained energy supply unit. Another is a global positioning system sensor, very much like the GPS equipment in some vehicles. There is also equipment that measures waste buildup. All of the information from the toilet system can be shared with an emergency organization center. Officials at the center can then identify the needs of an affected disaster area. The ESOS system can also recycle liquid waste into water that can be used for farming. the smart toilet is being tested. Damir Brejanovich and his team plan to test the toilet at a refugee camp in the Philippines later this year. The developers hope this disaster relief will save the lives of many refugees. I'm Jonathan Evans.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6,
Americans enjoy a good meal, and some of the best meals can be found at diners. Christopher Cruz has this report from VOA's Julie Tabo.
There are many people waiting for their meal at the Silver Diner in Waldorf, Maryland. Among them are Ashley Holt and Norman Bailey, who eat there often.
I like the food. It's fresh. It's good. I would come here more often, especially because it's a lot healthier.
Great atmosphere, quick service, and great food.
Eppa von Hengst and Bob Jaimo established Silver Diner 25 years ago. The two men visited diners throughout the country to learn how their restaurant could be different. Eppa von Hengst explains.
We wanted to create an atmosphere where the new families wanted to go with the kids. And not just a great atmosphere, but also better food and cleaner food.
So they decided to offer healthier versions of traditional diner food, like pancakes, hamburgers, and meatloaf. They used less processed materials, like unbleached flour. They use meat from animals that were not treated with antibiotics or hormones. Business slowed during the recession, so Chef Eppa von Hengst added more healthy food choices to try to bring people to his diners.
And we started preparing healthier local food, fresh food, vegan, vegetarian, giving people the lifestyle and the options that they want nowadays.
The men have partnered with more than 15 local farms to supply them with food. And they discovered the farm fresh food was good for business.
I also feel really that it's my moral obligation that I need to provide a better product for people. And when I did, surprisingly, and somehow not surprisingly, we noticed that, you know, the volume started coming back. And over the last 3 years, we have gone up by 30% in customer count, which is phenomenal.
Chef Eppa von Hengst says selling farm fresh food is important to his business.
This is not a fad. This is here to stay. People are going to want healthier food. They're going to want better food. If you don't jump on this, you're going to be out of business.
There are 15 Silver Diners, almost all in the Washington, D.C. area. A total of 10,000 people eat at the restaurants every week.
This is my passion. If you don't have a passion for what you're doing, you really need to get out of it.
I'm Christopher Cruz.
And that's our program for today. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. And listen at the top of the hour for the latest news. I'm Mario Ritter. Thanks for listening.